Dartmouth, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Kanan Schlesinger.
And I'm Nicole Weinstock. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Wednesday Talk Radio, host Paul Roland welcomes members of BARC to talk about stopping new timber sales on Mount Hood and forest protection, past and present. At 9, we celebrate Fisher Poets with Mo Baustern. Fisher Poet and Perry Broderick, the son of one of the founders of the Fisher Poets Gathering in Astoria. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, here Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on the Recovery Zone, host Stephanie Potter asks a panel of guests from local climate groups, what does it take to motivate us to bridge the gap between knowing and acting? And how do we participate in restructuring our world? Thank you, KBOO members, for your continuing support. If you are not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Today.
And stay tuned now for news in depth on closing Guantanamo.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Today, President Obama submitted a plan to Congress that outlines an imperative to close the detention facility at Guantanamo, where 91 detainees are still held.
Focusing in on security and economic-related benefits of shutting down the facility, President Obama addressed a small contingent of reporters this morning.
In this fight, we learn and we work to constantly improve. When we find something that works, we keep on doing it. When it becomes clear that something is not working as intended, when it does not advance our security, we have to change course. For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. The Defense Department estimates that this plan, compared to keeping Guantanamo open, would lower costs by up to $85 million a year. Over 10 years, it would generate savings of more than $300 million. Over 20 years, the savings would be up to $1.7 billion. I don't want to pass this problem on to the next president, whoever it is. And if, as a nation, we don't deal with this now, when will we deal with it? This is about closing a chapter in our history.
That was an excerpt from President Obama's speech this morning, detailing a plan to shut down the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The question of what will become of up to 45 detainees in the event of Guantanamo's closure remains to be directly addressed. Conservative lawmakers and human rights advocates alike are increasing the intensity of their protests against the proposal of moving Guantanamo detainees to the U.S. mainland, though for very distinctive reasons. On one end, lawmakers like Paul Ryan of Wisconsin and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky have strongly voiced that Guantanamo should remain open and a place for housing suspected terrorists, McConnell calling it, quote, the perfect place for terrorists. Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts has urged his constituents and the general public to sign an online petition and phone the White House in opposition to the prospect of, quote, bringing terrorists to Kansas or anywhere else. While Obama's made an unambiguous caveat that the politics of closing Guantanamo are bound to be tough, it's not nearly enough to assuage complaints from human rights and civil liberties organizations, such as Amnesty International. Those staunchly against Guantanamo's very existence fear that the chickens of indefinite detention may come home to roost in a very real way if detainees are indefinitely transferred to soil within the contiguous United States. To gain further insight on this perspective, I spoke with Noreen Shaw, Amnesty International USA's Director of Security and Human Rights. She's written extensively on extraordinary rendition, drone strikes, and unlawful detention at Guantanamo. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with KBOO about this.
Yeah, sure.
The Obama administration is calling for Congress to close Guantanamo. There are still 91 detainees there. How significant a move is this?
Well, we're really gratified to see President Obama showing his commitment to closing Guantanamo and really bucking congressional opposition that is based on fear-mongering and ignorance. 81 of the 91 people who are still at Guantanamo are being held there without charge. These are individuals who should either be tried in a federal court in a fair trial or released. And unfortunately, that message that has been consistent from the human rights community is something that many members of Congress are just trying to continue to ignore in favor of fear-mongering about terrorism.
And the Defense Department just identified, well, they acknowledged that there are 13 undisclosed sites where detainees are liable to be transferred to on U.S. soil. Do you know what this will amount to?
Well, we're really concerned that the Obama administration, in the name of closing Guantanamo, is considering options that would simply relocate Guantanamo, that would change the zip code to a U.S. zip code. But bringing indefinite detention without charge from Guantanamo to the U.S. mainland and any of these sites on the U.S. mainland would really only relocate the violations of international law associated with Guantanamo back to the United States. You can't change a zip code of Guantanamo and expect that to address the problem. The reality is that these individuals, the vast majority of them, have been held without charge at Guantanamo for more than a decade, and simply moving them to some site in the United States isn't going to end the injustice that is Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is that human rights advocates and really conservative folks, especially the vocal representatives from states like Colorado, Kansas, and South Carolina, are opposed to Guantanamo being closed. But it seems like the lawmakers, such as like Pat Roberts, with his online petition citing the security risk of having terrorists in our backyard, are using hysteria and anti-Islam messages to stoke fear. So how likely is a fear-based argument to gain traction in the public eye and stymie progress in a human rights direction?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing this rising climate of anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant hysteria in the United States, and many public officials are trying to exploit the public's genuine need for security in the name of scoring political points, trying to drive a dividing line between themselves and other public officials. It's really playing political football with the lives of the people who are at Guantanamo. We know that at least 29 people who were in the CIA secret detention program are still at Guantanamo, and most, if not all, of those people were tortured or subjected to other kinds of inhumane treatment. And so when we see politicians play the politics of fear, it's not just about them winning those political points. It's also trying to obscure the reality of what's going on here. There are people at Guantanamo who should either be charged in a federal court and prosecuted so that we can have justice for the crimes that they committed and the victims of those crimes can see that justice, or those people need to be released if there aren't charges that the United States can bring against them. And, you know, to me, the question is always, where does this end? In 2050, are we still going to have Guantanamo? Is it just here to stay? What is the vision that these members of Congress have for the way that the United States conducts business for the next several decades? Are they waiting for the people at Guantanamo to just be there until they die? Or are they trying to fill Guantanamo with new detainees and what really is apparently an endless and global war on terrorism? They just don't have any kind of answer or any vision that fully reckons with the human rights costs of this prison.
Mm-hmm. And so what is your vision, if I can ask, or the vision of Amnesty International, in terms of what will become of the people that have been indefinitely detained at Guantanamo?
Well, we think that everyone who's at Guantanamo either needs to be charged and tried in a fair fair proceeding or released. And if you look at the people who are facing military commissions proceedings for at Guantanamo, those proceedings have not really gotten off the ground after several years. And the victims of the crimes against humanity that occurred on 9/11 have not seen justice. They haven't seen a fair court consider what happened to them, what happened to their family members. And it's likely even that they won't see justice in their own lifetimes. And that compounds the injustices here. What we really need to see is the Obama administration and Congress coming together on a solution that closes Guantanamo by ensuring that everybody who's there is either charged or released.
And to what extent do you think Obama has mired himself in this issue by not acting as soon as he promised he would when he first got elected? It seems like he's just been kind of dragging his feet and, you know, for valid political reasons, he faces a lot of opposition internally. But in your mind, how much has he kind of like worked against himself in the situation?
I think the main problem is that Guantanamo was opened and based on a theory of global war, this idea that you could hold people indefinitely without charge as law of war detainees, and that they just didn't have human rights, and that regular rules of international human rights law just didn't apply. And that was clearly what President Bush's administration was basing Guantanamo on. When President Obama came into office on a promise to close Guantanamo, unfortunately, he didn't actually stop holding on to that legal rationale. He continued it in so many ways. So we still have this notion embedded now for more than a decade in U.S. practice, this idea that there's just no place for human rights at Guantanamo, and you can hold people there indefinitely without charge as law of war detainees in this global armed conflict on terrorism that is endless. So that's the problem. That's what we've always cautioned President Obama about, that the commitment to close Guantanamo is laudable and it's quite important. But unless you make human rights the starting point of your detention policy, you always see these problems creep up over and over again. And what we're seeing now is that the solution to closing Guantanamo that's being offered by the Obama administration, part of it is really flawed in the exact same way that President Bush's policies were flawed. It continues this notion that you can hold people, you can lock them up without ever giving them a fair trial. And I think that's a notion that's really antithetical to not only international law, but principles of ordinary criminal justice.
Right. And it was surprising to me to hear his appeal this morning and how it seemed to be riffing off of economic arguments, how this will save taxpayers money, how much we're likely to save. And there was not much of a humanitarian or even just human element to his line of argument in favor of closing down the facility.
It's true. It's something that I've seen in congressional hearings get distorted and exploited by the opponents of closing Guantanamo. So if you make an argument and say, if the Obama administration says, well, we should close Guantanamo because it's costly and because it's a tool of propaganda for these armed groups, that all might be true. But what ends up happening is that the debate centers on the factual accuracy of those statements. And members of Congress I've seen really take to pieces this argument about, well, it's something that's in terrorist propaganda or et cetera. The reality is it doesn't really matter if it's in their propaganda. It is unlawful. It is inhumane to hold people in solitary confinement as some of the detainees are held for years on end. And it is a tremendous stain on the United States' human rights record, as President Obama did today acknowledge. So we can get caught up in these prudential arguments, which are meant to appeal to certain audiences, and they don't really help in terms of the bottom line, which is that this is just something that should be seen as intolerable and implausible for the United States to continue.
Mm-hmm. So according to Obama's plan right now, 46 of the 91 detainees could be repatriated. And judges, And actually, correct me if I'm wrong on that figure, but judges have given the executive branch a lot of leeway, a lot of latitude in deciding how and where and on what sort of legal footing detainees are repatriated. And countries like Morocco have been accused with some pretty shocking evidence that they've tortured people who have been repatriated to their countries and face terrorism accusations. So to what extent are we just sort of releasing these people back to their countries, or they may face persecution and abuse?
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Happening 2016, a homegrown music forum taking place February 27th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Apano Jam Space in Portland. Happening 2016 will be an exploratory conversation about how the music scene works in Portland and how artists, professionals, and supporters shape the scene. Panelists include Simon Tam, Jenny Logan, DJ Cliff, and will be moderated by Rebecca Miller. Again, that's Happening 2016, a homegrown music forum taking place February 27th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Apano Jam Space, 8114 Southeast Division Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Tune in to KBOO on Tuesday, March 8th from midnight to midnight as we celebrate International Women's Day with 24 hours of programming produced, hosted, and engineered by women. There will be live music, public affairs with a feminist focus, and female DJs playing all kinds of music to celebrate the creativity, variety, and zeal of the women of the world. Again, that's Tuesday, March 8th from midnight to midnight here on your community